Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, because this is fun. Getting to talk to small business owners about their businesses every day and getting to meet all these really smart people like Beverly Williams every day and talking to them and getting to know them over the years, this is a lot of fun. Don't tell anybody I'm having fun making a living. It's 12 after I think I said that. My website is www.jbsba.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, we like that one too. If you like to type, there's a little bit of a longer one. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you'll like it. If you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, Beverly Williams and I have one thing in common. As the Barbara Mandrell song, to paraphrase Barbara Mandrell when she sang she was country before country was cool, we were home-based before home-based was cool. Beverly Williams, the author of The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate being here. And you're right. It was not cool when I started my home-based business. I like that analogy. I'm going to remember that one.
Well, but I've gone over to the dark side. At least that's what Beverly thinks. I've gone over to the dark side. I'm actually a home-based realist, meaning that I outgrew my home base and I moved to a regular office. Notice I didn't say a normal office. There's nothing normal around here.
Don't say regular either. Commercial space.
Commercial space. Well, it's actually not so commercial. But anyway, all right, I'll let you go with that. Okay. But Beverly is a home-based business snob, ladies and gentlemen. She's a home-based business. Now, here's an interesting thing that a lot of people would think is an oxymoron, Beverly, and that's you're a home-based business elitist. How about that? Yes. I bet nobody's ever put those two terms together.
Probably not, but I'll accept that.
I have that kind of mind, I'm afraid.
yeah, we know. Warped, but that's okay.
And I think I mentioned that your book is The 30-Second Commute. And folks, if you're home-based or want to be, you need to be in possession of this book. She and Don Cooper wrote it, a member of our Brain Trust. Beverly, what's the pressing issue for home-based business today?
Well, I've had some interesting emails lately from people who have gone to my site and asked some questions that they haven't found answers to at the site, which I'll have to update, I guess. One of the most common ones lately has been, when I start my business, do I have to register it anywhere? And register is the word that they've been using, and I find that interesting. And so there are so many variables that it's really difficult to answer the question without more information from the person who's asking it.
Do they mean license?
Well, I think that's what they mean in most cases, although I had an interesting one a few days ago from someone who has what he called an opportunity for other home-based business people, which, of course, immediately put my antenna up.
Right, exactly.
The scam antenna. You better believe it. I'm not sure whether he's legitimate or not yet. We're sort of emailing back and forth, but his concern was if he had something that he was then going to offer to other people, would he have to register it with anybody?
Mm-hmm. Which makes you think maybe he's not a scam because he's asking good questions.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's one reason I went ahead and answered back and asked some more questions. But I think that it's like with anything else that you're going to do, you start with your locality, and it depends a lot on the business as well as the place where you live. Now, there's some businesses that you're automatically going to be licensed, such as medical profession, massage therapist, anything that has to do with dealing with touching human beings.
If your profession has a licensing process, obviously that goes without saying.
Obviously. But then what do you have to do in your locality to be legal?
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the local government, there's usually an office of either economic development and or business licenses, mm-hmm. license tests and inspections. It may be called any number of things that have the word license in it.
But the city clerk's a good place to go first.
City clerk will do it. Generally,
they can get you to where you need to go.
Building. Mm-hmm, exactly. Hopefully, there will be some sort of a booklet or a pamphlet or some information in a written form available to you also. Check the website. Almost all local and state and federal governments have websites now and have all this information available on there. If you don't find the answer there, then certainly you can call your local clerk's office, the county courthouse usually, or a city courthouse, and ask the question. Now, I also hear from people saying, well, I'm afraid if I give them my name and you know, they don't, maybe there's some problem, that they'll know who I am now.
Yeah, it'll put me on their radar screen.
Yeah. If there is a problem, you need to be on the radar screen.
Right.
It always amazes me that people are concerned about that. So I think that it's important for people to understand not every business is licensed. You may have
there are a lot of businesses out there that aren't licensed.
Right.
A consulting business
mm-hmm.
probably would not need a license, right. Believe it or not.
Right.
And it depends on the state. It depends on the community. That's one thing that we need to stress, isn't it, Beverly?
Exactly. That's the point, is you need to look at your locality first and
what do you
find
think
out what
about,
their requirements are.
Beverly, what do you think about just nosing around a little bit, meeting people who do something similar to you and ask them what they've done, finding somebody at the Chamber of Commerce that you know is not a tattletale, and so to speak, somebody you got a little connection with, and just ask them maybe if they could find out for you, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but for a lot of home-based business owners, asking for forgiveness instead of permission is not a bad strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may disagree with me about that. What do you think?
Well,
I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Folks, you're on right. your own. You're on your own here. But I do know, here's the reason I say that, and this is the only reason I say this, Beverly. There are a lot of communities that don't know what to do with a person like a home-based business owner.
Right.
They don't quite know what to do with it. There is a little bit of an evolving body of licensing,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And that is another whole different kettle of fish.
Right.
As to whether or not you let them know that you're home-based.
So, and I want you to hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to this, folks. This is important. This one issue may be the most frustrating thing that a home-based business owner has to deal with, other than having enough cash. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Beverly Williams. We're back. It's 23 after, and those are the fast fingers of Mr. Mark Knopfler of the Dire Straits. What a guitar player. Beverly Williams is pretty hot on a bass, aren't you, Beverly?
I wish.
She's the author, co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the book, The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business, available wherever books are sold, and from her website. Give it to us, Bev.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right. And you can also find Beverly's book on my site. And, of course, Beverly is all over our site because she is not only an original member of the Brain Trust, she's an original member of the show. Maybe one other person and me are the only two people who are more original than she is. We're in our eighth year, soon to be ninth year together. And it's like a dream come true for me, Beverly. And it is for you, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I can see that. And by also, folks, okay, that's enough laughing, Beverly. All right, also, don't forget her 21 success tips for home-based businesses. That's a CD that you've got, a cassette that you've got, isn't it?
Either one.
Either, CD okay, both. We got both.
All right, we got both. They're available on the site at beverlywilliams.com.
I hope you'll check that out, folks. This is good stuff. As you know, no chopped liver on the Small Business Show, only the best for my audience. Beverly, we're talking about licensing for home-based businesses, and you and I both know that What I worry about, the only reason why I said what I did a minute ago about asking for forgiveness instead of permission, it wasn't to encourage somebody not to obey the law, not to check it out, not to be safe. But it really concerns me. I think the person that you said a minute ago that told you, you know, they're worried that it'll put them on somebody's radar screen. I think, unfortunately, even though small home-based business is now cool and not uncool like it was when you and I started many, many years ago, when I was first home-based, is that a lot of municipalities don't know what to do with these folks. And I'm afraid that rather than trying to be reasonable, some of them might say, well, you can't do that there.
Well, that's exactly what has happened in a number of places.
It has, hasn't it?
Yes. There has been an outcry from the people who don't want it, who don't understand all the positive aspects of a home-based business.
Like a home-based business owner's got a horn growing out of their head or something.
Well, you know, they associate them with drug dealers and scam artists, and they think that they're all bad. And
where does that come from? I mean, but, you know, Beverly, you're so lovable and cuddly. How could anybody think that about you or people like you? You're kind, Beverly.
My kind, yes. My kind, unfortunately, there have been one or two, a handful of people across the country who have done harm to the home-based industry by either being drug dealers and or scam artists. And those are the ones that get the publicity.
But it's also the neighborhood thing of the traffic. And we've talked about this many times before. People thinking customers are going to come in and out, and there's going to be all kinds of delivery trucks and all that kind of stuff, which is 99% of the time a myth.
Right. And in fact, I want to make sure that people understand, because I've worked on this issue since day one with localities across the country and actually outside of the U.S. too. On my website is information. There's about 3 pages of information on why you should allow home-based businesses, what the positive aspects are, and how to control the nice element. Mm-hmm. That's not a good word, but you know what I mean. The ones that you don't want there. How do you control the traffic? How do you make sure that they are legitimate businesses? How do you keep the positive aspects of home-based business from being swallowed up by any negatives? There are some negatives, certainly, if people don't follow the proper rules. But if you have the right kind of zoning ordinances, you certainly can keep the bad element out.
The undesirable element, I think.
Undesirable. Thank you. That's what I was.
Beverly, one of the things, back to the licensing thing, one of the things I think somebody could do would just be to call the city license, the city clerk's office, and maybe not even identify themselves. I mean, I usually do identify myself, but just not even identify themselves, and just say, yes, I'm looking for some information on licensing for home-based business. Is there a publication? Is there anything about that on your website? Can you tell me anything about that? And many times, most of the time, I think these folks get those kinds of questions on the phone. And they're not likely to say, who are you? Who is this? Let me take your name down.
No. They don't have caller ID on their phone.
And I think if they ask you for that, you could say, I'd rather not give you that information right now.
Sure.
I just like the information.
Yeah. They may say, you know, I'll be happy to send you something.
Right.
Just because you've asked for the information doesn't mean that you're doing it.
And you could go down and pick it up. You could just say, well, look, would you just have it available? I'll come pick it up.
Right.
It's a shame that we have to dance around like this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, there's reason for some people to be suspicious and concerned, because there have been jurisdictions who have not been happy about home-based businesses and have made life miserable for them.
Right.
The good news, folks, is that those are few and far between these days.
It's getting better.
It is getting
much better. We don't like the way it is, but we like the trend.
Exactly. So if you're in a jurisdiction that is looking at that that hasn't looked at it and should be, you know, please encourage them to find out the necessary information, find out what other jurisdictions have done that has helped. there are so many positives about allowing by zoning ordinance
right.
appropriate home-based business.
And get involved, be part of the solution, not
exactly.
part of the problem.
Exactly.
Beverly, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
At www.beverlywilliams.com.
The book is called The 30-Second Commute. Don't forget her 21 success tips. Thank you, Beverly. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. She is the best. Right back with Zoltan Ach. Don't you just love that name?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.